Welcome to the Effective Statistician with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, the weekly podcast for statisticians in the health sector designed to improve your leadership skills, widen your business acumen, and enhance your efficiency. In today's episode 0, we'll talk about how our podcast will boost your career as a statistician. This podcast is sponsored by PSI, a global member organization dedicated to leading and promoting best practice and industry initiatives for statisticians. Learn more about the upcoming events at psiweb.org. Welcome to the Effective Statistician, the podcast for statisticians who want to have a bigger impact. This podcast is sponsored by PSI. I'm Alexander Schacht, and together with me is my co-host Benjamin Pieske. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, Alex.
In our first episode, so our episode 0, we will speak today about this podcast itself. It's so to say a meta episode, and we'll cover who we are, who is our target audience. What we will cover is in this episode, in the upcoming episodes, so what you will get from this podcast, and also how the format will be. But let's start with an introduction. So I'm Alexander Schacht, and I have 14 years of experience with different sponsors. Beforehand, I worked at the academic setting, and throughout my industry experience, I have worked on phase 3 and phase 4 studies mostly. I worked on RCTs, of course, as well as on observational studies. I worked on regulatory submissions as well as on HTA submissions. And most of my time, I focused on commercialization efforts. I worked in different therapeutic areas, including HIV, autoimmune, and neuroscience. And I have a pretty wide variety in different methodological areas. Since a couple of years, I'm a group leader. I'm working a virtual team here in Europe with people sitting in various European countries. So where does this come from? I am involved with PSI since a couple of years. I first started as a member of the Benefit Risk Special Interest Group. Recently, I was asked to join the scientific committee, and through the work with that committee, I got more and more involved in communications. And based on a couple of discussions with Nigel and with Nick, we basically started this podcast. So this is where this is coming from. My private life, of course, also plays a role in our setting here. And so I'm a husband, I'm a father of 3 kids. And when I'm not working, I really love running and listening to podcasts. So I think I will drive a lot here in this podcast, but I'm really looking forward with the chats with Benjamin around various topics for the first season of this podcast.
And so do I. Actually, Alexander and I met, how many years is this ago? 18 years maybe, when we were at the university at Göttingen. So where Alexander and I first met at the medical statistics or Department of Medical Statistics. So this is how long we know us each other. But my I went a different, a little, slightly different way, actually. I went to a CRO after university and 14 years ago. And I started in a late phase group over here in Berlin, actually. And this is I was involved a lot in phase 3b, 4 studies, observational, interventional studies as well, registries, commercialization work, publication support, presentation support, investigator driven trials. So more from the later phases, but this is now more getting into earlier phases as well. So I'm involved. So I was involved in submissions and other earlier phases. We had I touched a lot of therapeutic areas in that time. Primarily, it is also oncology and hematology, neurology, but others as well. And I started to become or to work as a manager 9 years ago, heading a group abroad. So it's not based in our office, like virtually managing this group as well. And I do work primarily office-based here in Berlin, as I said, and my private life is more, I'm a husband as well and father of four kids. So there is a life next to work. And now we have a new, we have a new life, the podcast life together with Alexander. I'm really looking forward to this and to work together with Alexander on this one. And one more story to say is actually that this idea between us started last year at the PSI meeting in Berlin.
Yes, I remember that we had a really, really nice discussion over some beers, and that was, and we were kind of discussing various topics, how such a podcast could look like, and now 1.5 years later, we have everything set up, and we can actually get it started.
It took us a while, yes.
Yeah, sometimes the good things need to have some further thoughts, and starting this podcast is, required a little bit of preparation. Okay, so who is this intended to help, this podcast? So if you are a statistician, this is the right podcast for you. We will cover more advanced topics, but also stuff that is more for junior statisticians. We will cover both leadership topics. We will also cover more leadership topics, so to say, without a title. So if you want to influence your peers, if you want to influence cross-functionally, these kind of leadership topics we will cover. We are both working in the health sector, so we will mostly speak about these kind of circumstances, but I'm pretty sure statisticians, or the probably more modern term, data scientists outside of the health sector will benefit as well from the discussions we will have.
Yeah, I think statisticians, as Alexander said, we are statisticians, but I think we are not talking like methodology. We are not, driving or diving into really deep methodological sections ourselves. So we will aim, or our experience and what we share is something that will be understood from statisticians, but also from any related people related to statistics or have a heart for statistics and understand statistical topics and names or words about statistics that we will use.
Yeah, so we will really capitalize on the audio part. So of course you can't see any slides with long formulas or things like this. So there will be no Greek letters in this podcast. But of course we will talk about these methodological things from a more high level perspective. From a conceptual perspective, not so much from a mathematical formula programming perspective. So that basically directly leads us into the content of this podcast. So what will you actually get from this podcast? Now, I came up with this idea to call this podcast The Effective Statistician, and that is basically based on a book that I very, very much like, The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker. And I want to say it's effective in that sense. It's not kind of how to get more done in less time, to, you know, squeeze more into your day. It's more about how you can have an impact as a statistician. And so we'll speak about all these kind of things that can help you with having a bigger impact. These can be things around leadership styles. This can be things about methodological aspects. These can be things about the business overall knowledge, the overall knowledge around the healthcare sector. And maybe also kind of how to be, you know, how to get things done in an effective way. But that is just, you know, a part of this overall effectiveness of the statistician. So it's really about the impact of the statistician.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we do interact as a statistician. We do interact with lots of people, with lots of different persons that we are working with, that talk to us, that we talk to, and I, this is you know, the interaction, the knowledge of who to speak and how to speak and how to communicate, and this is something that will be part of like a natural part of this, the whole discussion about an effective statistician.
Yeah, exactly. Communication is really the key. So if you're a stellar statistician from a methodological side, but you can't get your message across, if you can't sell it, if you can't tell a story about it, it will really be difficult to have an impact with these methodological advancements. Of course, you know, and all these things need to come together to be really effective, I think. So if one of these 4 points is this leadership, this is being really good on the methodological side, to know in which environment you're working and to actually do this in an effective, efficient way. If all these 4 things come together, I think then you can be a really impactful statistician. So sometimes it helps to speak about also the stuff that we'll not cover to make it really clear what we will cover. So I've done a lot of programming throughout my career, but that has decreased dramatically over the recent years, especially since I became a group leader. So I wouldn't call myself a very, very experienced programmer, so we'll probably not speak so much about programming skills.
No, I agree. Same here. I did a lot of programming, but I think it's quite a long time ago, so we better talk about these.
Yes. So the other topics that we'll not speak so much about is, this is not a news podcast, so we'll not, you know, make lots of announcement. Okay, this paper is out and that conference is coming and these things are happening at the moment. But we want to speak more about these kind of ongoing discussions from a content perspective. So what you get out of maybe in a new initiative, what you get out of a new guideline, what you get out of a landmark publications, these kind of things, but not so much from a news perspective, but much more from a so-called evergreen content. So even if you listen to this maybe 3 years after that event occurred, that you still get something from it.
And I think what you did not mention is we talk about it, but actually I hope that we do have people also invited that are talking about these topics, because I think this is something we did not mention yet. We are not co-hosting the show forever. I hope it's really that we try to get people involved, get people invited and interview them. Let them talk about topics in different ways. So what if this is an like a most recent topic, if this is an ongoing discussion, if this is an more or less old topic, we, you know, let's, that will be a little bit of a surprise who we will find to interview and discuss with that person. And also what we, this is actually going back to what we will cover, is let us know what we will cover, because I think the feedback from people, from listeners, are most relevant for a podcast, and therefore we do appreciate any ideas of what would be an interesting topic that we could speak about, that we could touch, or maybe even invite people to discuss. And so this is really like a living podcast, we hope, with feedback and with interesting topics to come that we not even thought about.
Exactly. Yet. It's a podcast for you. It's not for Benjamin and myself. It's for you. So, and if you send us questions, if you send us suggestions that you would like to learn more about, if you would like to actually speak with people or listen from people that you would like to be here on the show, that has done something very nice, that are impactful statisticians and where we can learn from, then just tell us. So yeah, as Benjamin said, we'll not have all episodes as co-hosting. We will have interviews with other people, and there are already some interviews lined up, not recorded yet, but I'm really looking forward to this as well. And maybe there will be sometimes also some, you know, summer breaks or something like this come up, and maybe then Benjamin is somewhere else or I'm somewhere else and we can't record something in time, then maybe we'll also have some single episodes, but I think that will be more the exception than the rule.
Yeah, otherwise we'll hope to get an episode every week out, duration like 20 minutes, maybe 25, so not too long, so for commuting and or running a while, so that's enough for this one, but just for
exactly, you know, exactly everyone. so from the length, good for to listen it in the gym or at all the other instances where you can easily listen to a podcast. Okay, with that, I think we are coming already to the end of this episode. Please stay tuned for the next episodes, and we'll speak to you again. Bye.
Yep. Soon. Bye.